Tourism Minister Walter Mzembe told journalists on the sidelines of Religious Tourism press briefing that Zimbabwe is facing serious challenges as most youths are generally lazy, opting to engage in dubious activities to get fast cash. Mzembe made reference to young people operating from the Zimbex Mall in the capital who are selling cell phone accessories. He accused them of conning and suspecting members of the public.
We are repulsed with everything, endowed with everything. This country is probably the Canaan that is being described in the Bible, but with the wrong minds. So we can't exploit it to Canaan. And you only have to go outside and just go around this building and you see a very speculative crowd of our youth who are so distanced from this Canaan that we are talking about, which is in Zimbabwe, to the Egypt of gambling and speculation.
His utterances have angered many youths like Alison Darikai, who says Mzembe should apologize for those remarks as many young people are struggling to make ends meet due to the harsh economic environment in Zimbabwe.
The people who defended the revolution, those who voted resoundingly, overwhelmingly for ZANU-PF and the president, these are the young people of this country, and to insult the young people in such levels, it's actually regrettable. We don't expect that from a minister whom we look at as the young people, as one person, one minister who is connected, who has got the connection to the young people.
Most young women said the minister's utterances were unfortunate and misguided. They said Mzembe's remarks were similar to those made by Youth Minister Francis Nema, who told Young Women's Conference attendants that most young women spent their valuable time on social media like Twitter, WhatsApp and Facebook. One of the conference participants, 30-year-old Tandwe Kumalo, said Nema's utterances are a clear indicator that some government officials are out of touch with reality on youth and young women's issues.
The challenges that are being faced by women is actually that of marginalization. He talked about issues of how education system is not the infrastructure in terms of teachers. In Matabeleland, for example, we are having Ndebele being taught by Shona teachers. That already is putting us at a disadvantage. We have the teachers that are coming to Matabeleland actually don't speak the dialects in Matabeleland, Kalanga, Donga. So already as it is, someone has to explain issues of mathematics, English language, in their own Shona dialect.
Kumalo blamed government, traditional and religious leaders, as well as parents in general, for just engaging in what she called useless talk when they accuse youth of being lazy.
We are having religious systems that are still stamping upon the basic human rights of individuals, where we have churches that are encouraging children at 14 years to get married. We are having parents who are actually preferring to send the boy child over the girl child. When we're talking of issues of maintenance, we now have a new constitution coming in, which we haven't seen the laws being also brought up to say, let's question this law.
Mutare youth Nyahlandla Dlara said she is not employed due to the harsh economic environment in Zimbabwe. As a result, Ndlandlara said the government should find better ways of empowering youth instead of accusing them of being lazy.
While I'm in the house fetching water, cooking, my brother is maybe doing things that benefit him, that will contribute to his future and things that will develop him as an individual before he even begins to think about developing the family and the community. Himself as an individual is developed because he has got a lot of time to go after his passions and to chase his dreams.
The 2012 national census results revealed that women constitute more than half of Zimbabwe's 12.3 million people, with most of them being young women. Reporting for Studio 7 in Harare, this is Mavis Gama.